Dr. Nielsen, our first question is from Emma in Ontario, Canada, and she wants to know, are young horses with poor or limited nutrition or exercise likely to develop problems later in life? If so, can these problems be reversed by care that the horse receives when they're an adult?
You bet. So Emma, that's a great question. And what I like best about it is you address both the nutrition and the exercise components of them. And we want to talk about them together, but we'll kind of isolate them here a little bit. So on the nutritional factor, when we're working with young horses and feeding them, what we're really trying to do is have proper sustained growth. We don't want to have periods where they're not growing well, having inadequate nutrition, because sometimes we can get what's referred to as compensatory growth, where suddenly they hit a growth spurt. And when you do that, you run the risk of having some problems develop. Now, some of that can be natural, and I use, for example, my son, who he's currently having one of those growth spurts. He's 14 years old, and soon he's going to be a whole lot taller than me, which actually is not hard to do. But, you know, we don't want to go ahead and not allow him to grow. But with our horses, sometimes where we make a mistake, and I think this evening we'll talk about it a little bit, where people are worried about horses trying to grow too fast, so they try and limit feed them a little bit. And I don't know if that's necessarily a good idea. So when we're talking about nutrition, there's a lot of factors that go into it. We're talking about energy, we're talking about protein, we're talking about some of the minerals. And one of the problems we have with some of these factors is, unless you analyze your diet, you don't really know what you're feeding your horse. And in terms of minerals, I'm a big proponent of a high forage diet, at least for older horses. We can talk a little bit later on regarding our young horses. But most people have no clue what they are feeding in terms of their forage. There is a great German researcher, and I love how he worded it. He said that the only good hay is a hay that has been analyzed. I like my German accent there. But his point was great, is until you know what's in it, you don't know what you're feeding. And we've run lots of hay analysis for various projects that we're doing, and very few hays really fulfill the requirements for all the nutrients in terms of, particularly in minerals. So that was a long explanation, but I want to summarize that point. If you don't provide the right nutrients when they're young and growing, you can mess them up, and it makes it harder for them when they're older. It doesn't mean it can't be reversed, but some of the damage that's done early, you may create problems that you can't get rid of when they're old. And so really feeding young horses properly is one of the most critical times in their life for them, to, for you to really know what you are feeding them. Now, I know we have lots to talk about tonight, so I want to also talk about the exercise component right here. One of the things that we realized a number of years back, and it was we cemented it in my first project that I did back in at Michigan State when I arrived, was looking at stalling of young horses. And what we showed is that when we put young horses into stalls without any access to sprint exercise, they can lose bone mass, and all the slow work you do with them doesn't affect bone mass at all. They need speed, because bone responds to speed. And again, we can come back to this issue a little bit later on. But the really positive thing is the second study we did was looking at whether or not horses that were kept in stalls 24 hours a day, horses that were kept out on pasture 24 hours a day, or those that were half in and half out, looking at the bone mass of those. And certainly sticking into stalls for 24 hours a day, and this study was like 2 months long, resulted in decreased bone mass. So that's a bad thing. However, in line with Emma's question, we put those horses back out to pasture, all of them. And after a year, we went back and took x-rays again, and all of them were at the exact same spot in bone mass. And I took that as a great relief, because even if we do things wrong early on, if we can go ahead and restore the right type of exercise to these horses, we have a good chance of them restoring bone mass. So we want to avoid messing them up, but fortunately there is the ability of the horse to compensate over time.